Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. We are 2 out of 3 brothers recommending stuff for life. Hi Lee, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you not have your stubby holder?
That's what we're looking for.
We got a whole box of them there. And anybody who signs up or tips us or wants to buy one can get in contact with us on the socials at 2 out of 3 Brothers, which is also going to be our new website soon.
Ooh.
2outof3brothers.com.
There we are.
Yep.
We have a drink.
And why do I need that? Because we have a drink.
We're nearly on the same level, as in like the same
vibe. You know what? Today. I'm going to turn this way.
Okay, that's
because
great.
I do recommend to people who make grog.
Grog, yeah.
This is a good box.
it's designed. It's a good design.
It's designed to be good. I don't trust generally cardboard cans, but this has a full wall on one side.
I did have that conversation about someone at the IGA the other day. I got a 10 pack, as you do. And he goes, do you need a bag? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, yeah, and a handle, but sometimes can't trust it. I'm like, yeah, mate. It's not the first time I've done this, mate. I know what I'm doing.
So this is Hyoketsu.
Hyoketsu by Kirin.
By Kirin. Translated to mean freeze. Uses a special freezing technique to extract real fruit juice.
That's what the other ones do. Cool.
Negative 96 or whatever they are.
Yeah, 196.
So I chose
vodka soda with natural lemon juice.
So I chose this because we're got to make our way through every possible lemon flavored thing in the bottle-o. So we have done Hard Solo. We have done Brookvale. 196.
Yeah.
We have done Brookvale Union.
Yeah.
We have done Bundaberg.
Yeah.
This is Kieran's attempt.
All right. Let's give it a go, shall we?
Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
It's definitely more real.
Mm.
The lemon, that's good. It's not as sweet, and I don't think the lemon is as strong.
That's good. That's dangerous.
It's refreshing.
Very easy to drink.
Well done, Kieran. Well done on the box.
The box wins it.
2 out of 2.
He doesn't have a good box.
Hey, no one on this podcast.
As I look at a picture of a pregnant woman.
Big pregnancy warning too. Well done, Kieran. Each can, you said it was small, is 1.6 standard drinks.
No, but it just feels small in my hand.
It's a 330.
Yeah.
Not anyway. A 375. But it is 1.6 standard drinks. So, win.
Do you know what goes well with a nice, refreshing drink?
Hopefully, the chips you brought.
The chips I brought.
Hopefully.
I went with Kettle today, and they have a limited edition flavour.
Oh.
Fig and brie.
Fancy.
Yeah.
How would you describe a fig? Someone said that to me the other day. What's a fig?
I don't know if I've ever eaten a fig.
I have not either.
I was thinking about it, but I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, grab some chips.
Okay, thanks.
So, yeah, it's no, you know, Kettle do a good chip. So.
They do. They look like they have some good amount of flavour on them.
Yeah. I'll put that there.
The chips go in front. Not,
I don't want to block the amazing box.
Well, otherwise we get tock blocked, as we discussed off air. We can't promote alcohol on our reels.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Nope.
Nah. They're weird.
That is
a weird chip.
It definitely has that brie cheese flavour.
Definitely not eating a fig anytime soon.
It's not just fig. What they've done well, I don't know what a fig tastes like, I'll be honest. But what they've done well is the brie flavour. It doesn't just taste like cheese. It tastes like that extra fermented, or whatever happens, of brie cheese.
It's a double cream and fig.
Mm.
That's a no from me, actually, I think.
That's fine.
I should have gotten the cheesels.
I'll have it up. Pick a number.
3.
4. You're a loser. We've rolled 6 dice tonight, and they've all been 3, except for the one Brett chose, 4.
Yeah.
What have you watched recently, Brett?
Shall we talk about the show we went to?
Yeah, that we didn't talk about in the last episode because I might have been going to it, and I did go to it, and I made you come.
Yeah. Rent. Which I was fine with.
Rent at the State Theatre. By the time this episode comes out, the run has ended.
Yes.
As is most of the case when we review something. But Rent at the State Theatre had a limited run and then they extended it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure they should have, though.
Okay.
As good as the show was, we were at the State Theatre and no one was sitting in the circle or the balcony.
Yeah.
And the stalls wasn't
on a Friday night.
Yeah. The stalls wasn't full.
Yeah, it was an interesting...
Look, the show is a fantastic show.
Great show.
As anybody who's seen it and likes it knows, it is a fantastic show.
Mm.
I did cry.
Which song?
When...
The funeral?
No.
Oh.
The song before that.
Oh.
No, when Angel is in the hospital.
Oh, without you. Very sad. Yeah.
And the way they staged that of the two couples, contrasting versions of love.
And the girl who sang it on the stage did a better job of it than Rosario Dawson did in the movie.
Mm. She also did a better job of it than the girl that was sitting 3 rows behind us.
Fuck. Okay. We'll get to that.
We will.
Great show. Well acted. Good singing. It's great music. Sound was off.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little bit disappointed in, because it is the State Theatre.
Yeah.
Right? It should have the best sound engineer in the state, one would imagine.
Yeah, unless they're at Swifty.
That's true. They could have been working the MCG or at Pink.
She's just an acrobat.
But they, yeah, so the band was very good.
Yep.
And... you would want it to be for the songs as they are, you know, great rock band, rock musical.
Yeah.
But, and so the mix of the band on its own was good. The mix of the vocals wasn't great. Sometimes the band was louder than the vocals.
Yeah, and some singers were louder than others.
Yes.
And some, the microphone didn't work at one point.
Yeah, I was going to say, some were louder than others, particularly everyone was louder when Mark's microphone wasn't even actually on.
Yeah. And that's when he said Rent. I mean...
yeah, that's hard to do with a digital desk.
Yeah, it was interesting for me.
But nevertheless, the performances were outstanding.
Mm. It's a tough show.
It is. It's a big sing. Because it is opera in style,
yep.
In that there is very little dialogue.
My favourite bit was when one of the characters, the accent slipped a bit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where's Joanne?
No, it was like they're in the proper accent and then she just goes, in the fire escape.
Yeah.
And then we both just turned to each other and went, fire escape. Other than that... that was Joanne that said that. Other than that, Joanne was very good.
Very good.
They were all very good. We had the... well, they don't call them understudies.
Swing.
No.
Understudy. Step in.
They call them something else. It was something B-grade. Else in the, the program, so the guy, it was something else.
Yeah, the guy that played one character stepped up and played another character that night.
Which then meant someone from the chorus stepped up to play the character that he was playing.
Yes.
In the previous night. Now, you saw 2 of them.
Yep.
And they were both really good, apparently.
They were both really good. He was a bit... so, the guy who played Collins the second night, I don't think was as good as the first time I saw it. Because his voice at times was too quiet. And also in the... climax of his climactic song just fell flat for me.
Okay. I thought he was very good.
Yeah.
I'd obviously not the other to compare him to.
Yeah.
I thought the guy that then replaced him as Benny,
he was good.
Also good.
Yeah, he was very good.
They call it a cover, not an understudy.
I'll cover you.
Yeah, not in song terms. Right. But They reprise. Call it a cover.
I've
not an understudy.
Is it a law in musical theatre land?
Probably.
That there has to be at least one reprise in every musical?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I literally can't name one without it.
No, I think that's essential.
Great.
Mamma Mia?
No, they go, here we go again. So,
oh, they do, yeah, here yeah. we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the name of the whole sequel is a reprise.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Shit.
Maybe there isn't one. I can't, you know what? I don't like Mamma Mia, so don't it doesn't care. Really matter.
You know, interesting about understudies / covers. When I first went to see Rock of Ages at the Comedy Theatre, not yeah. the movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones that's pretty bad.
I was going to say Tom Cruise didn't know the guy.
No. We had the understudy for the main guy.
Oh, wow. Right.
And he was better vocally than the main guy.
How do you know?
Because we went and saw it again. And the okay. main guy was the main guy.
Yeah.
The main guy was the lead singer from that band End of Fashion that had that one song, Oh Yeah, that was on SingStar Rocks.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so he was the main guy in this show, Rock of Ages. But I think the guy that was the understudy was better vocally
mm-hmm.
than the guy that we saw. But that can happen sometimes.
Yeah. Great vocals in Rent. Very good.
Very good vocals. Maureen was a standout. She's apparently been on The Voice.
Maureen.
Mm.
Right. Not Joanne.
No, Maureen.
Okay.
Has been on The Voice, apparently, and is quite a reasonably known singer.
Okay.
I think. From what our friends, mad Rent fans,
uh-huh.
were like all over it.
Right.
So I saw them, we saw it on the Friday, and then I saw them on the Sunday with another friend who was fully into Rent. And so they just nerded out on Rent.
And they say there's a rental crisis.
The crisis is that not a lot of people went.
Yeah, but the first night I went, it was packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on a Thursday night.
Maybe this was the extended bit of the run. And so the publicity wasn't quite there.
Well, I don't know.
They did some great things with the set.
Yeah, I really liked the staging. Which
I think that's become as much of a thing for professional musicals these days.
It's all very minimalist, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also to impress with the set.
Yeah.
When the apartment moved,
yeah,
I was like, oh, that's cool.
When they got the two people singing a song at each other onto a trestle table and then lifted the tables
yeah.
in the air and rotated them around while they were still standing there singing.
Yep.
Then they were moving this ladder on wheels and she was still singing, belting out, while walking down a ladder as it's spinning around. I'm like, I'm scared for you. How the fuck? She's probably done it a bit.
Professional.
But like,
yeah,
scary stuff.
Shall we talk about the crowd now or talk about the crowd later when we bring up our big question? Now, let's do the big question now because it's relevant.
The crowd.
Because also, my positive moment from the crowd, well, there were two actually.
Mm.
When they were singing at each other on the table, Roger and Mimi,
yeah,
and people picked the table up and swapped the tables around, when that lifted up, a woman a bit to the back and side of us went, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like people a very like, audible, oh. ooh, for that moment. The other one, there was a joke and someone went, ha! Like proper.
I can't remember what it was.
Burst of laughter. It was funny. But
so let her be a lesbian. Like that's, you kind of know the plot going in.
I don't know the show. I've never seen the show. I reckon I've seen the movie once.
Mm.
And
as so, I said, that's the worst form of
it. So. I didn't know it before going in. So I was very happy with it, which then meant when our friends, Jeff and Trish and Lisa, were saying that they didn't like the interpretation of Roger because they had compared it to other shows where Roger was a bigger character, like he was a rock star turned. Yeah. But they think he went too far down the sad,
feel sorry for him way. He's a recovering drug addict who has AIDS.
Yeah,
but he can be sad.
It seems in all the other versions, he's still a bit larger than life.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was like
that. I thought he was really good.
That he portrayed the character very well.
Yeah. He's someone that doesn't want to leave his apartment. He's
just wasn't really in line with what they had in mind.
I think that's the danger when you've watched it too many times.
Yeah, I am
especially a movie version ever of it.
Going to compare Tracy Turnblad to Nikki Blonsky.
Oh, if I see, you know, somebody else do it, I'm like, not quite as good as Christopher Walken in that.
Although, I did actually see two very good people do it on the West. I saw Belinda Carlisle playing the Michelle Pfeiffer bit, which was not as good,
I'll admit. So back to our crowd.
Okay. Okay, good. Yes, please. The crowd, yeah.
The big question is,
yep,
are you allowed to sing along at the theatre? And by sing, I mean tone deafly hum along.
Well, let's say sing, because we're not judging people's ability.
I am.
So are you saying if people can sing in tune, then they're allowed to?
No.
I'm saying flat no.
I'm saying you shouldn't sing. So you shouldn't sing at the musical theatre, but also that person
just shouldn't sing.
It's like, we're not going to pay last year's rent. That was probably too good, actually, compared to her. But also because it's like, you know, there's little quips and stuff and they clearly listen to the soundtrack a lot.
Yeah.
So we're just going with that, but it wasn't exactly the same. So that's when it was annoying for me.
I'm going to say a flat no.
Yep.
The husband thinks it's okay.
Well, I think the argument is, why is it different at a musical theatre as opposed to a concert? If your argument is, I have paid money to see these people perform the show.
Yep.
I paid good money of nothing to see Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
Why do I have to listen to you sing it?
Well,
because I get enough of that in the car.
Well, honestly, I paid for your ticket. So that's why you've got to listen to me sing Matchbox 20 in that example.
Yeah.
At a rock concert, it's very loud.
Yes.
If the State Theatre was going to be very loud that I could still hear what we worked out wasn't Jay Legaia's nephew.
Yes.
Over the 3,500 people in the auditorium.
Mm.
Go.
Yeah.
But then, but I just think, I don't know why it's different.
I think it is a volume thing, but it's also, it's a show.
It's so a you're story. Seeing
a show and a story.
Yeah.
And they're telling a story. Whereas the band or performer or whatever is just getting up doing a few songs.
Yeah, well, that's how the Goo Goo Dolls approached it.
Well, they barely did that. So I think that, yeah, it's hard because you can see the argument for why you're allowed to sing at a rock concert or a concert of any description. Well, but you're singing along with them, right?
It would be very weird if we went to a concert and people didn't sing along.
Like if we went to Matchbox 20 and just sat there and were like,
yeah,
that guy went to the toilet again. Like, I think it would be weird.
Is it? I think it, there's no facing of the audience. Like in the theatre, I don't think they're singing the songs to the audience. They're singing the songs for the audience.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not really, because then you're performing for the audience.
No, but Rob Thomas is singing to me. I'm allowed to sing back to him.
Not for you.
No.
Okay, so you're singing a duet with Rob Thomas. I'm paying him
to sing
with you.
To and with me.
Okay.
I am not paying the cast of Rent for a sing-along experience.
Okay.
I think the that's where the story comes in, because they are singing it to each other within the context of this performance of a story.
I also think it depends a bit on the show. If you go and see Sound of Music, fuckers are singing along. Like, people are going to do re mi the shit, right? But Rent is not a sing along musical.
I am. Oh, I would have actually said something.
I was almost going to say something.
Well, so people sang along to a couple of songs in the first half.
Yeah, the fun ones.
Yeah. Then
the ones that aren't about dying of AIDS.
At interval.
So there's two songs.
The guy who was awkwardly holding up an iPad saying no photos.
Yes.
Was also saying no talking, no singing, crying and laughing is okay. No talking, no singing, crying, laughing is okay. But he was saying it over 2,000 people in the stalls. So yep. Hardly anyone heard him.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they all stood on stage, the cast, and sung Seasons of Love, and about 10 people sung. More people sung that than any of the other songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, you missed the message. Then, when it got to the funeral song,
I was like, do not
the sad songs, sing. I'm like, if someone's about to freaking join in here, I'm going to Karen someone.
That was like when I went to see Singing in the Rain, and these people were singing along.
Yeah.
And I used the term loosely. I was singing a couple of things. I'm like, just don't sing along to Good Morning, Please. Like, please don't ruin that for me. And they did a little
bit. That's a fun sing-along
stare. I did a death stare.
See, but I think I think it's more okay at a movie.
No.
Than at the theatre.
No.
Well,
if you want to sing along to watching Singing in the Rain, buy the fucking DVD.
So, but Gene's dead.
They're all dead.
He doesn't know.
But, you know, it doesn't matter.
Angel's dead too.
Yeah. Just because he died at an orgy doesn't mean his death is less significant.
Okay.
That's the angel in Rent, not Gene Kelly.
Yes.
I don't know the circumstances around his death.
Allegedly.
Look, I'm a no.
I'm a we no agree. Also. Yep.
I might not have minded so much if you were in tune, lady. But anyway.
I'm more than happy, like we've talked about Mums and Bubs and an old lady session.
Yep.
I'm more than happy for the Regent Theatre to say the Wednesday matinee
is a sing-along,
because that's all the oldies.
Yep.
Is a sing-along time.
Yep.
And if you're going to be a theatre nerd who's going to do your own choreography to Living in America, do it then. Because I don't need to see your hand going up with little jazz hands in the middle of the professionally choreographed, professionally performed version of Rent.
I worked out, I have a recommendation for people. If you want to go to a movie where nobody's going to talk or make noise during it,
yep.
Go at 9 o'clock on a Monday night.
Oh, yeah?
You'll be one of two people there. I went last, so this most recent Monday.
Yes.
I went to the Sun Theatre to see a movie that was at 8:50 p.m. and went for 2.5 hours, which I didn't really check before I bought the tickets.
Yep.
And I was there and I got in, I got my choc top, I got in there and I was sitting there all by myself. I'm like, oh my God. And then a guy walked in, he goes, oh, it's just us. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, he didn't ask me where I wanted to sit. He said, there's only one other guy in there, just go for it. I'm like, great. But then it was weird. There ended up being three of us. And I was like three rows from the back in the middle. Then he was two rows further and two a bit to the left. And then the guy was two rows further and then a bit to the right. So it was like we separated almost as much as we possibly could within the cinema.
While still having decent seats.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen a movie with five people in it.
I've seen and a movie that was just me and one other person.
I went by myself, but it was the big Greater Union on William Street or whatever it is. No, Russell Street in the city.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's gone now.
It's like me and four other people.
Yeah.
To see Kill Bill in the middle of the day for the second time that I saw it at the cinema.
It's like going to the Astor Theatre by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going back. Oh, Astor Theatre. Come on.
Anywho.
Come on, Astor.
That's
our big question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to sing along to the theatre? I'm saying no.
I'm saying no.
Good, we agree. Great. What else have you watched in your recent life, brother?
I watched a movie on, what was it on? Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Called Upgraded.
Which is that Robbie Amell gets his cloned in the cloud?
No, it's the girl from Riverdale works for Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah. See, I've seen the bits on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And Marissa Tomei looks good, but she looks like she just wandered off the set of Passions.
Who? Marissa Tomei?
The main girl. The girl who works
Camila
for her.
Mendes.
She doesn't look name. Like she fits in the
no.
tone visually or acting of the thing.
Yeah, also, Marissa Tomei has this weird accent. It's a yeah. bit inventing Anna. Oh, why are okay. you poor? Like, it's just like a bit, it's a bit Anne Hathawayan witches in
yeah,
this term.
Say,
it's just like a made up accent.
It's something that could be European, Mediterranean yeah. or South American.
Yeah. It's almost the guy that hosts The Amazing Race because he's everywhere. He doesn't have an accent. He has four accents
I feel like he doesn't have a home country.
No.
Does he just have like an international passport, do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't have a country of origin.
No, he's of the world.
Yeah.
You know what, Lee? Not awful.
On Prime.
Yeah.
I did think about it.
She's good.
Marissa.
Yeah, she's good. And the main girl's good.
Oh, because she doesn't look good.
She's good.
Okay.
She's meant to look out of place. She's out of place.
Okay. She has been upgraded into this job.
She's been... The whole thing starts with... She's helping out and they have to go to London to do art auctioning. And then she gets on a flight, but it's a shit flight because the other two that work with her are bitches. And then the stereotypical black airline hostess ticket Ooh, salesperson.
Awkward.
Girl, you upgraded a first class. I'm like, oh. Then it got better.
Okay, good.
So there were actually some moments that I laughed out loud.
Wow.
Mm.
Is it a sitcom?
No, it's a
Is
bit...
it like The Bear?
No.
And that it's not a sitcom, nor is it a sitcom.
I laughed, though, so it's not The Bear.
Okay.
It's a bit Devil Wears Prada kind of thing.
Okay.
In a way that she's not really part of it, and then she's part of it, and the boss is a bitch.
Stanley Tucci in it?
No.
Because then I'll watch it.
No. Yeah. No Tucci.
Can I...
What's his name from Ted Lasso, who plays...
Coach Beard.
No, the asshole Rupert.
Jason Sudeikis. Oh, Rupert. Giles yeah. from Buffy.
Sure. he's in it.
Okay.
And the girl from... Yeah, the girl from Riverdale and Marissa Tomei. They're the people I recognised.
So Camila Mendes is the girl from
Camila
Riverdale.
Camila Mendes, yeah. She's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Head, Julian Marks...
Yeah,
is Giles from Buffy, who is also Rupert from Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Oh, Shusha Monica Jackson from Derry Girls.
Yeah, hilarious. She basically plays the same character, but with big arty glasses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
There is a character who Chloe Wade plays named Front Desk, according to Google.
That girl from Derry Girls...
Yes, she plays Amy.
I saw her on a TikTok of some British guy and they're eating. And he's like, I love chocolate, but I don't like chocolate ice cream. And she's like, why is that? I'm not going to do it. She's like, why is that? And he's like, I don't know. Because it's like, is it like seeing a kid in a leather jacket? It's just like, they're both great, but they should be separate. Like, she's like, it's in the wrong form. And he's like... Yes, that is actually very accurate. I have to try and find it. She's very funny. I hope she gets a career now that Derry Girls is done.
Well, she's got something on Prime. Is she in this for much?
No, she's just like her friend at the start and then she comes back at the end.
Okay. I saw a TikTok and the caption was, "This Devil Wears Prada reunion was iconic." And what it was... Meryl, Emily,
yeah,
and Anne,
yeah,
far out. We're presenting an award together and had a very scripted play on she's still yeah. in charge of them and they're still trying to suck up to her. I'm like, that's not Please. Iconic.
And then they were just quoting lines, but it didn't quite work.
Yeah,
like they were presenting an award and Meryl was slow and she's like, Emily's like, by all means, move at a glacial pace.
Yeah,
Emily. Have you used all your good acting in Oppenheimer? Are we done now?
Well, yeah, Emily, like, they're all better than that.
And then they're like, that's all. I'm like, ugh, groan.
Apparently, Emily Blunt went to the studio to audition for something else.
Yes.
And was told by the producers that she had basically no chance. Mm. But while she was there on the lot, someone from Devil Wears Prada that was casting saw her. And said, I'll just read this for me, not like in the car park or something, probably come and read it. But she was not dressed like the character.
I think that they kind of wrote the character then more for her.
Yeah, and that was her
it changed it.
Big break.
Yeah.
Then she met John Krasinski and The Quiet Place happened.
Yeah, like I saw that joke from an award show. It's male directors and he's directing his wife, and he's written a great part that he's given to his wife where she's not allowed to talk.
Well, and who can forget Mary Poppins Returns?
I mean, who can forget Mary Poppins Returns? And now I'm trying to think of another movie she's in, and I'm blanking.
Edge of Tomorrow. She's quite good in that. That's with Tom Cruise.
I was going to say, she's in something with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's actually quite good. It's a kind of a... It's Groundhog Day. But without non-consensual sex.
Oh, so the sex is consensual.
Yeah, yeah.
Consensual.
And every time Tom Cruise dies, he gets sent back to the same time and then meets Emily Blunt.
Okay.
And so, and so I have to work up and save the world because he's Tom Cruise.
The Adjustment Bureau.
She's in Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. That's it.
The Adjustment Bureau. Salmon Fishing in the Yemen.
That's the one I couldn't think of.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
The Muppets as well.
Yep.
All right, we're not going to go through all of her things, but she's quite good. I quite like Emily Blunt, as does John Krasinski.
Yes. And generally the world.
She's quite likable.
There's nobody I don't know that doesn't like Emily Blunt, although I haven't asked a lot of people. Maybe I'll do that at work tomorrow. I'll send out a question.
Let's ask the 12 people that are listening.
Yeah, listeners, do you like Emily Blunt?
Big question.
Big question is, do you like Emily Blunt?
And if you went to see Mary Poppins Returns, would you sing along?
Yeah.
We can combine those questions together. Would you like me to recommend...
We have three big questions this week. Can you sing at the musical theatre? Do you like any Emily Blunt? And what does a fig taste like?
Yeah. Because I know what brie tastes like. Before we wrap up, can I recommend a book? Not
sure.
To you, but to
sure.
The listeners.
Yep, go right? For it.
So, there is a thing on Amazon Kindle called Kindle Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
Which is like Netflix for books.
Okay.
So, it's a subscription and you pay your $14 a month.
Are you still reading? Does it come up and say that every four pages?
No. You pay your $14 a month and you can read any book that's on Kindle Unlimited.
Yep.
All right. And one thing that Amazon has done is given some money to some big authors to make some Kindle Unlimited exclusive stuff. One of those authors is Dean Koontz, a very well-known thriller writer.
Mm.
And he has written a series of novelettes. They're almost called.
Novelettes. Yeah.
Yeah. Novella, novelette. It's in that kind of range for those who are nerds about books like I am.
What's it? Yeah, continue.
Short story.
Yeah.
Flash fiction, short story, novelette, novella, novel. Epic novel.
Tome. Where does a tome fit in?
The bottom shelf of your bookshelf.
Yeah.
So it doesn't topple
doesn't
over.
Fall over.
These are novellas and they're a kind of vigilante, mercenary agent type person who has had his mind reset, not like Jason Bourne. And so he doesn't have a name and he just plays a different undercover character in each.
Okay.
I started reading them and as little standalone stories, they work quite well. But then I started picking up on some threads going through them. So I started again and read from 1 through to 12. And if you like action thrillers, so if you like Reacher, or if you like Bourne, or even some kind of James Bondy stuff.
Yep.
I think you will like these books. Action thrillers is what they are, and Dean Koontz does them really well. But the last book, the middle of the last book, there is a reveal, and you will have had it in movies, and people that read books will have had them in books.
Yeah.
And you just, like, something happens, and you just go, oh, my God, that is so good.
Okay.
I just, like, if it wasn't, like, midnight and Shane was asleep, I would have just been like, fuck this, and just put the book down. You have to put the book down and just stand up and go, that was actually phenomenal.
Right.
It hasn't happened in a book for me for a long time. But if you have Kindle Unlimited, I highly, highly recommend, if you like action thrillers, reading the Nameless series by Dean Koontz. Make sure you read the 6 books in season 1 and then the 6 books in season 2. It's making me want to write a little series of novelettes. I won't do it nearly as well as Dean Koontz.
Yeah.
But Dean, if you're listening, well done.
Yeah, well done, Koontzy.
Koontzy. If you are, please, if you're listening, oh my God, I'll lose my mind.
I watched a movie the other night, and it was this like courtroom drama, and there was this Anatomy of a Fall movie. If you like crime and courtroom shit, very good. And it was actually a very good movie. But the whole thing is like her husband dies and did she do it? And she's an author.
At one
point in the thing, he's like, she could have done it because in this book she wrote 4 years ago, she says about how to get away with if you kill your husband.
Oh, yeah. Hi, right? Viola Davis.
And then the other defense attorney that was backing her up goes, so are we saying that Stephen King is a serial killer?
That there's memes that I see all the time of like, I hope I never get arrested because I'm a writer, and like my search history is stuff what's the best, the easiest gun to buy in this part of the world? And, you know, does lime actually make a dead body disappear? But it's no, I'm just a writer. Incognito mode.
Incognito mode.
It's not just for porn.
Nope. It's for working out how to murder people and hide the body.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no, I put Vegemite on the pizza hot cross buns from a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did not.
I tried it again with Vegemite. Better.
Heated up more?
Not great, but better.
Smothering Vegemite on it made it better.
Yeah. You could taste less of the bun.
You could taste Vegemite. And so it was
just like Vegemite and pizza sprinkles.
So do you think now you'll try a pizza shape with Vegemite?
Not on a shape, but what I might do is Vegemite toast with the leftover sprinkles. No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, Jesus, that's blasphemy against the sprinkles.
I'm going to do what every person should do, lick their finger and stick it in the bottom of the packet and then eat the sprinkles off.
You do like you do with a chip packet, I can do a visual aid. Yes. You have to...
Don't do it with that one because it's still full of chips. Full.
So you have to get it so there's a little spout on the corner
and
then just pour it in your mouth.
I tried that the other day with a packet of chips and it still had big chips in it, which I didn't see when I did it. And I just went shit and chips just went down my shirt.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. Shouldn't be a rookie.
It's like how once I forgot how to drink and I kept drinking the can like out of the side of my mouth.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. Big questions this week. Do you like Emily Blunt?
No.
And can you sing at the theatre?
No.
And Dean Koontz, if you're listening, get in touch with us at 2 out of 3 Brothers.
What does a fig taste like?
What does a fig taste like?
And is it in figu pudding?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Great. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.